Hello, welcome to the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. I'm Herb Warple, Editor-in-Chief of Engineered Systems. Thanks for tuning in. Interest in engineering and computer science among women is on the rise. In 2013, 27,439 women earned bachelor's degrees in these fields, while in 2019, that number increased to 45,406, representing a 65% jump. For the fourth consecutive year, the staff at Engineered Systems is proud to showcase the women of engineering through our 20 to Watch Women in HVAC contest. The 2022 winners include women from every level of the industry, from entry-level novices to engineers in training to those running their own firms and everything in between. After countless hours of deliberation, our staff selected 20 deserving women for this honor. In this series of 20 podcast episodes, we welcome in each of the winners and ask them to document their career journeys, to share some of the challenges they've experienced, to predict the future, and much more. So without further delay, let's get on with the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. This is very exciting.
Kelly, could you first start off by introducing yourself to those who are tuning in?
Yes, I'm Kelly Bigler, and I am a mechanical engineer by trade and managing partner of KBSO Consulting, which is a MEP and technology design firm. We are just north of Indianapolis and Carmel, and we do institutional and commercial, healthcare, K-12, higher ed, all kinds of different project types.
Kelly, can you tell us a little bit more about KBSO, maybe what the acronym stands for, as well as what your day-to-day job entails?
Sure. KB, that's me, Kelly Bigler. Sean Odukamaya is SO. He's my business partner. My job as managing partner really has a lot of facets. I do everything from manpower and revenue projections to business development to determining the overall direction of the firm. I still manage some projects along the way, but most importantly, my job is really to ensure that our clients are happy and coming back.
Great. Now, I know your firm recently rewarded two full-time scholarships. Can you tell us who you helped and why this effort is so significant?
Yes, this makes me very excited. We did do two STEM scholarships for two people. They were students at a high school that's not far from here, and that the school district happens to be one of our clients. And these two people were just exceptional. We wanted the scholarship to go to people who kind of mirrored what my partner and I look like. I am a white woman. He is a Black male. We ended up awarding the scholarship to one Black male, one Black female, and we are very excited to watch where they go. We know that, really talent is distributed across all people, but opportunity isn't. And this scholarship was really about giving an opportunity to people who might go out, you know, and really change the world for the better.
Yeah, we appreciate your efforts. It's certainly important to continue to push that advancement in the industry. So thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kelly, managing a family and an engineering career or company can be challenging, especially for a woman. Can you talk about your experience as a mother who's also juggling an engineering career?
Yes, it is challenging, absolutely. But the thing is, I don't do it by myself. I couldn't do it by myself. And so I have a very supportive husband who's also a very hands-on father. I'm a hands-on mother. Our kids are in college now, so it's not as challenging as it was when they were home and we were, you know, juggling all their activities. But also, I have a great group of supportive friends. A lot of my friends are actually run companies or are professionals, and they just get it. And so we do a lot of tag teaming, and we've done a lot of tag teaming and, you know, help with reminders about things that are due and things like that. Also, my business partner, very supportive. My parents, I mean, I'm very, very fortunate to have a great tribe surrounding me.
The mantra of your company, KBSO, is "We can do better." Describe the origin and meaning of this phrase.
So when my partner and I were contemplating starting our firm, we were looking for what is it that we can be different? How can we be different? And we saw some holes in the industry, and we just thought, you know what, we can be designing more sustainable systems. We can be more responsive and more engaged with our clients. We can create a better place for people to work. And we can just be a little bit more employee friendly. And we had a lot of really progressive ideas. And I'm pleased to say that really we stay that course. We are still getting better, and we hope that we know that we'll just continue working on getting better. We're not perfect yet, but we are working toward it.
Kelly, one of your dreams is to design a drop-in modular healthcare clinic, a very timely endeavor, might I add. Can you tell us about this vision?
I think about the way the world's changing, and there are going to be people moving around in the world, whether it's for geopolitical reasons or because of climate change or weather events, things like that. Kids can learn under a tree. You can learn to read under a tree. But one thing that is missing in refugee camps and things like that are sterile environments and utilities. And so if we could get a drop-in clinic that didn't take any utilities, and we could just have everything self-contained, you know, we have the know-how. How can we do this? It's just a matter of getting it packaged up into an easy to deliver package so that it can drop in and there can be sterile environments for healthcare.
Well, if and when you complete that design, let us know. We'd love to feature it in Engineered Systems.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's anybody out, this is, you know, open for thoughts and ideas. We'd love to have anyone do this. Doesn't have to be us. I think it just needs to happen.
So you mentioned your business partner, Sean. He's 20 years younger than you. You also mentioned that you're a white woman and he's a Black man. So tell me about the pros and cons of such an arrangement and how you guys make that work.
Yeah, so if that's true, I am an old-ish white woman born and raised in Indiana. Sean is a younger Black immigrant. So we really come together and complement each other. We are so very different, but we bring diverse ideas to the table. He helps me be more progressive. I bring more experience to the table. There's a built-in succession planning opportunity that I have, and I get to see and I know that the firm will be able to continue once I've retired, and be in excellent hands. And so we challenge each other, and I think that reflects our firm. We are a very diverse firm. We have people all ages, all races come together. And I think the more perspectives you can have and the more filters you can have to look through, the better your product's going to be.
Talking the talk and walking the walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kelly, what advice do you have for the young women who are tuning in at home right now, considering a career in engineering?
Well, I would say we need you. We need women. We need men. We need everyone. We have a lot of problems in this world that need fixed, and we need fresh ideas, and we need for those ideas to come from different types of people. My advice would be to ignore the negative things, and really focus on what's positive. Keep a really good, close group of relationships around you, because you can't do it alone. You can't have it all by yourself. But I just would really encourage them to follow their dreams. And if they're great problem solvers and they happen to be, you know, decent at some math every once in a while, then just go for it.
Fantastic advice. Kelly, now that 2021 is behind us and we've turned the page into 2022, what are you most looking forward to this year?
Well, we at KBSO have partnered with some other friends, and we are building a building. So we'll have our own building. We're very excited about that. That's going to consume a lot of energy in 2022. I'm looking forward to some international travel. I'm really looking forward to watching what KBSO does from here. It always feels like we're just right on the edge of this new fun thing. And I'm really excited to watch our growth and to see how the firm develops over the course of the next year. There are so many great things going on, I think, in our industry in general. We have a lot of energy and excitement ready to tackle it.
How about beyond 2022? What does the future hold for you?
Oh, gosh. I mentioned my kids are in college, and so I'm very, very excited to watch where their paths take them. My son is actually in architecture school, so he'll be in a related industry. My daughter would like to go to med school here soon. So I'm very excited to watch them, but I'm also really excited to see what we do here at KBS. So we have some fabulous people with some great ideas. Just really excited to get going on it.
Well, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing your time and expertise with us today. Thanks again and congratulations on winning this contest. If those tuning in are interested in connecting with KBSO or you, where should they turn?
Well, our website is kbsoconsulting.com. Or I emailed me directly. It's at kbsoconsulting.com and I am kbigler@kbsoconsulting.com. Happy to hear from anyone.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, thanks again for your time. We look forward to tracking your career and your firm from here, and we hope to catch up again with you soon.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Percussive Maintenance Podcast. If you happen to know any of the leading ladies honored through this year's contest, we encourage you to celebrate this achievement via social media. Simply search Engineered Systems Magazine on all social media channels to learn more about this contest, as well as the current events occurring in the mechanical engineering industry. The Percussive Maintenance Podcast is now available on Spotify. Show your support for industry journalism by rating and reviewing this podcast. Doing so will help us reach a much broader audience. Also, please subscribe or bookmark us so that you can enjoy all of our past and future episodes. We appreciate your continued support. And remember, if you can't fix it with your brain, you can always rely on a swift kick. We'll see you next time.